Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bert Show.
You guys ready to dig in? We might be here for a while, because anytime we do a texting tutor, when we help somebody text or for a listener, when the mother-in-law is involved, it's always a little exhausting. That's what we have going on with Aaron and the mother-in-law and grandparents. This one's going to be tough. Hey, Aaron, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, who are we texting? What's going on?
Yes, I am needing your help, your expertise on texting my mother-in-law so that I don't create World War III in our family, but it still gets my point across.
Okay, what seems to be the issue?
Well, I have two kids. I have a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old, my son and my daughter, and they're spending the night with their grandparents this weekend. So typically, that's a great scenario. It's a great thing, and I do appreciate the break. However, I know they're going to come back on a sugar high and complain of stomach aches and refusing to eat anything that's not neon colored or deep fried and sugary. Yeah. So, you know, I've tried speaking with my mother-in-law before very nicely. I've mentioned to her how this affects them. Too much sugar makes them just bounce off the walls like crazy. All the processed foods really upset their stomachs. And how I'd love for them to eat at least one vegetable while they're there. So all I'm asking for is one. But it just doesn't stick.
This is very much an older generation thing. Sorry, I got really choked up with my coffee. No, that's a sign of affection for them. Is like sweet treats. It's really odd, but they feel like you're punishing your child by making them eat healthy, which is not the case.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I think we're now living in a generation also where this generation of parents just know exactly about sugars and toxins and stuff like that. And the older generation, man, they're just like, well, my parents lived in 94 and they ate Crisco every single day. They don't really care. You know, they don't. But it's really not about that. It should be more about respecting what you want for your family than how they feel about feeding your kid, you know?
Thank you. Exactly.
So I'm not really sure where to start with this whole thing. I think we all totally understand where you're coming from. Cassie has run into this with her school.
I just ran into it again. Mm-hmm. They asked if they could give them McDonald's. And I was, yes, for Valentine's Day. And I was like, what does that have to do with Valentine's Day? I mean, it's just...
Well, McDonald's, I mean, that sometimes that burger is love.
It's pure a sign love.
Get them fries.
It's
boy.
Pure love.
However, for all of the parties... We do Chick-fil-A, so I don't know. Is that any better?
It's kind of the same.
Why does it feel healthier in my mind?
I know, because it's chicken, right?
It's chicken.
So where do we even start a conversation like this so the mother-in-law doesn't immediately... It's the mother-in-law that we are texting with?
It is, yes.
Yeah, so she immediately doesn't put up her guard and go, absolutely not, you're such a fatty daddy.
I just raised my hand so super high because it's your mother-in-law. So this is your husband's mother. You and your husband, parenting, if you, what you learn is This is a team sport.
Right.
You guys are on the same team. So you guys should be on the same team when it comes to nutrition for your kids. So if this is his mother, why is he not sticking up for the team and being like, yo, moms, cut it with the sugar, cut it with the treats, cut it with all that stuff?
You know, exactly. This is how it's an awkward situation for me, because my husband is just not helping at all. He thinks the compromise of unlimited junk food is a very small price to pay for free babysitting.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Totally, I kind of understand.
Okay. All right. All right. Give us a couple of seconds here. And when we come back, we will try to figure out a way to get what you want, get your kids eating correctly when they're not in your care and they are in the mother-in-law's care. We will do that next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
So we are going to start texting with Erin and for Erin to her mother-in-law, who is the grandparents to their kids. Erin wants the kids to not have so much sugar over the weekend. Maybe just one vegetable, one green bean. That's all I'm looking for.
Can I get a green bean?
One green bean.
It's not too much to
ask. She just wants to like cut out some of the dyes and sugar. She's just got a very different philosophy on when it comes to eating than her mother-in-law. But the truth of the matter is, this is her kids.
I'm curious, were you raised in a sugar household or a healthy household?
I was in a Bagel Bite household. Have you ever had Bagel Bites before?
Oh, God, yeah.
We were a Bagel Bites and a pizza rolls household. My mom was just like, pop them in the oven, give it to the kids, put them in front of the TV. Hopefully they shut up, and then that's all that matters.
It depends on where I was. If I was home, it was definitely more of sugar-based. But when I went to see my grandmother, it was none of that. She wouldn't have it.
I don't recall my parents directed me in any way, shape, or form when it came to food. What was on the table is what we ate. I don't even know if it was healthy or not.
So my mom, I mean, fantastic cook, right? And fantastic baker. But of course, she's a Southern woman, so the food is made with love and lots of butter. So we didn't eat the healthiest stuff, but it was delicious. And we always had sugar in the house. There was always ice cream. There was always a jar of M&Ms. Like, also sodas. We always had sodas in the house.
Oh, we did not have soda.
We were not a soda household.
Yes, we were a soda. I remember my brother as a toddler going, do. Because he wanted Mountain Dew.
sounds like Tommy in the back.
Yeah. We were an ingredient household. So anything in there was an ingredient for, like, a dish. And my parents cooked pretty healthy, but that meant, like, if we had Cocoa Krispies, like for a cereal, I would eat like five bowls in a row because we didn't have access to any sugar like that.
My first 7 years I lived in New York, and Pepsi is the thing up in the Northeast. It's not Coke. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, my parents just would not allow me to have any kind of soft drink. To this day, I haven't had a full can of Coke.
Whoa.
Wow, really?
To this day. I mean, I'll have it in a little bit here and a little bit there, like in a drink, but I've never had a full can of Coke.
Not that is fascinating. Yeah.
All right, Erin, so all we got to do is try to reach out here to the mother-in-law. What if we did this? What if we framed it somehow, some way, that this one weekend, or we're trying to flush the sugar out of our kids' system for one weekend. Could you help us out for 2 days, 3 days?
She's Grammy. She's going to give them anyway. I think we have to go in with a lie. Doctor says they're pre-diabetic. They cannot have sugar.
That's a big lie.
Yeah, who cares? It's for the health of your kids. Grandma's not listening. Hmm. Grandma cannot be reasoned with logic or anything like that, because Grammy is Grammy and she's special. And she wants to cultivate a special relationship with her kid and Skittles. So what we're going to do is pull in the doctors and be like, doctor said too much sugar, pre-diabetic. No more.
Oh, wow. That is this might be the quickest texting tutor we have ever had. I mean, how do you argue with that?
You can't.
I mean, I do feel a little uneasy about using an illness. It's almost like sitting in a wheelchair when you're fine. Yeah. You almost think that it's going to happen.
Well, let's say pre-diabetic then. It's not a real illness.
Right. I don't mind the pre-diabetic thing. Use medical.
Using a medical excuse, that I don't. I worry about the karma. Yeah, about the cosmic karma.
Now they're worried about that?
What if instead of putting a diagnosis on it, what if we just say, hey, we just took our kids to the doctor, we had their blood taken, and their blood sugar was really, really high. Mm-hmm. We're working hard on lowering it. Can you please respect our dietary wishes and keep the sugar and fried foods away from them?
I mean, okay, so we're not using the word pre-diabetic or whatever, but same. It's still a medical thing.
Yeah.
I think we go with that. Yeah.
That's hard to argue against.
Let's try it.
Go ahead, y'all.
Your blood sugar would be high if you ate candy and then went to get your blood tested. Uh-huh.
I know. Of all the things we do on the show, now Kristen is getting like all sorts of morals about saying that the kid is pre-diabetic.
No. Trust me. I ain't got no morals over here. I just so worry about the karmic, the universal karmic energy and putting that out there. And then like later,
you won't have to worry about it if we cut sugar out of
it. I'm not a little stitious. I'm super sugar-stitious, and that's why.
So I think, Erin, you start out with something like, oh my God, just got the kid's blood test work back, and you won't believe what we found. Something like that.
Okay.
Now she's going to be all concerned. Oh my God.
Oh.
Oh my goodness. Oh Lordy.
Oh Lordy.
All right, did you text that out, Erin?
Well, I got everything in. I haven't sent it off yet.
Okay, why don't you read it back to us?
Oh my gosh. I just got the kid's blood test and you won't believe what we found. High blood sugar on the recent test with the doctor. And so this weekend, we're going to chill on the sugar.
All right, it wasn't in the two parts that I was thinking, but all right, that's what you want to say. And the results came back, their sugar was high. So we're going to cut back on the sugar starting today.
Okay, gotcha. We're going to cut back on the sugar starting today.
And let's see what she says about that. Then you can address the weekend.
Well, does fried chicken count as sugar? I'm going to throw this out there because it needs to be mentioned. The kids are sensitive about this, so don't talk to them about it. Because I know people that talk to the kids to get information out of them. And so Grammy could very well be like, I heard about your blood test, blah, blah, blah. And they'll be like, what blood test? We didn't go to the doctor. That is 99% likely to happen.
How old are the kids?
5 and 8.
Oh, yeah.
You're just going to brainwash them. Just be like, you have high blood sugar. They'll be like, okay. That's how gullible I was as a kid.
I would have been too.
We're not telling the kids that if that is not true.
It's almost impossible to avoid any kind of sugar at all anymore.
It is. It's everything. Mm-hmm.
See this thing I'm wearing right here? This glucose monitor that I've had on? So fun yesterday because my glucose levels, I've been testing them because I've been pre-diabetic for 25 years, right? It's nothing I can do about it. If I eat sugar, don't eat sugar. But I'm checking it just to see the spikes, right? So I'm like, oh, this is going to be fun. So I'm regular yesterday, and then I have a crumble cookie, and I just watch it.
What has been the most surprising food that's caused a glucose spike?
It's a really great question. Chips.
Really? You didn't know that chips would call a spike?
Anything. Yeah, chips, carbs, straight carbs, man. Oh. Anything protein-wise, you're good to go.
Mm-hmm. You might talk about food. So Jimmy had two birthday parties this past weekend. So that was cupcakes on Saturday and cupcakes on Sunday. The cupcakes on Saturday had like this deep blue icing. That kid pooped green.
Wow.
Like, there's no, like, when you look, I mean, it was green and it was straight up from.
I just got a text back.
It was straight up from that blue icing.
On. She's not done with her poop story.
Yeah.
And?
It was straight up. You just have to look at that and go, that's not healthy, man.
All right, Erin, what do you have?
I have her saying, you're kidding me.
Nope,
we're not.
Is taking care of my child's health going to be a problem, Grammy?
You follow up and you say, I wish I was kidding, but I'm not. Can you help us stay on the right track this weekend?
There you go.
Extremely important.
Perfect.
It's extremely important for their health.
Got that, Erin?
I do. Sending it off now.
You know who also has green poop?
Who?
My kitten.
Why?
She has a GI infection.
Aww.
So I have to. So I took her to the vet. Had to get like a poop test done. Had to like scoop it out of the litter box.
Yeah. West.
And so instead of just giving me like little droplets or like a pill to give the cat, they gave me a powder to put on her food. So she's not eating her food. So she was starving herself. Aww. So now I have to take the powder and like shove it down her throat order to like make sure that she doesn't get another.
There's got to be a better way to do that.
I got another response back
from her. That's nice.
Yep. And she said, so if I ask my grandkids about going to the doctor, what will they tell me?
That they have high blood sugar. Or maybe nothing. Why they're 5 years old.
Yeah, how would you even do that?
Yeah.
I think grandma thinks this is a ruse. If this was the first conversation, she probably wouldn't have said that.
Oh, yep. She just texted me literally what you said. I think you're making this up.
Oh wow. How dare she even know she's right?
Hey, guys.
How dare she smell our BS?
Yeah, man.
Our green BS.
Our green poop BS.
No, I just say,
how dare you?
We're not talking to them about it because we don't want to freak them out because they're only 5 and 8.
Yes. Go with that.
And I just got another text. It says, you're going to spoil the weekend I've planned for them.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, I'm going to sit.
I mean, do you want to throw down the gauntlet or not? At some point, either your husband needs to step in or you got to take a look and say no more sleepovers at Grammy's house.
I just, something like, please respect our wishes to get the kids off of sugar.
Okay. Yeah, don't even address like her accusing you of lying.
Okay.
And then at the end, I would put, they love hanging out with you. With or without sugar, you're going to have a great weekend. They love hanging out with you.
Okay.
I mean, go to Build-A-Bear together.
Yeah, then, you know, at some point or another, your dude's got to, here we go again. Man up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Come on, man. It's your mom.
Well, he missed Man Up Day. It was yesterday.
Yeah.
Got to wait till next year.
Today's continue to be a wussy husband day, as is the rest of the year.
Gosh.
He said, great. Maybe we can take them to the health food store.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I think.
Grandma's a comedian, huh?
Yep.
Do we treat grandma like a child and say, I understand you're frustrated and this nukes your plans, but it's really for the best for our kids?
That would be, like, yep. I think that would be a nice thing to say.
Yeah, it seems reasonable.
Yes. Please do. They love turnips and jicama.
She just replied back with, grandparents are supposed to, in all capital letters, by the way, to spoil their grandkids.
Be like, I agree. I'm just asking you not to use sugar to spoil them.
Find other ways to spoil them without using sugar.
Yeah, buy them like stock in a really lucrative company. That's what I wish my grandparents did 30 years ago.
Like Hershey's.
That's funny. She's going to go out and get those kids a puppy.
A chocolate puppy?
Oh, chocolate lab.
Oh. You're a fire girl. Fire.
Fuego.
So she just asked, does our son know that you're doing this?
Just respond back, wow. Yes.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
Okay. Yes.
He just doesn't want to be part. Okay. So just yes.
Yes.
So she said, we gave him candy as a kid. He turned out fine. You married him.
Oh, my God.
I think I'd hit her back and say, no, he didn't. He did not turn out fine. I'd say he and I are on the same page here. We really want the kids off sugar.
Now we just have to be like, if you can't respect my wishes, then we'll find another babysitter for this weekend.
Ooh.
Do you have somebody else the kids can stay with? A vegetarian? Someone has no sugar?
They'd be better off with the Kool-Aid, man.
With what?
The Kool-Aid, man.
She just responded with, maybe my grandkids can stay at your parents' house this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
I think you put it back on her. Is that really what you want? Question mark.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go in for a guilt trip. Is that really what you want? You're willing to cut your grandkids out of your life just because you can't give them sugar? Because that's what she's doing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in black and white, yeah. She's not going to see it that way. She's going to twist it and she's going to be like, you mean you're willing to take my grandkids away from me because you don't want them to have sugar?
She also said, I hope they enjoy grandparent jail. You're being ridiculous.
Grandparent jail?
Wow, never.
Ay.
She was never going to win this battle.
No.
Never.
She's beat me down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm beat down.
See why I asked? I
would just respond back, it's unfortunate you feel that way. And I'd be done.
Bye.
I'm so tired of having to parent boomers.
This is one of these texting tutors where it's just an immovable force. Yeah. You're not going to get your way. Or, I mean, I would take the kids over to your parents this weekend, and that's that.
If that's even an option.
Honestly, Aaron, I would talk to your husband, and I would tell him to step up and text his mother. One, how dare she disrespect you like that? And disrespect your wishes about your kids, decisions you made together. He's the only one who can tie this up in a little bow.
Mm. Yep. Then she responded with, we're done here. I'm calling my son. He needs to get his house in order.
I'm calling what? What'd she say? I'm calling what?
I'm calling my son and telling him he needs to get his house in order.
Great.
That's crazy.
Right. I just give her the thumbs up right now.
Yep.
Do it. And now it's on your husband. He's got to stand up to his mom. It's time.
He's got to shut her down over that disrespect, too.
That's old school
crazy.
Right there.
Those are fighting words. Those are serious. Like the gloves came off.
Thumbs up it. And then she's going to talk to your husband and you got to get to the husband and just go, it's time. Today is the day where you draw the line in the sand.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Girl, I am sorry.
Yeah.
You got to deal with that.
That sucks.
Thanks. You'll see.
All right. Good luck. Let us know how it goes.
Over some dang lollipops.
Yep.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Bird Show.
Not the worst. Not the worst. A couple of days ago, I played some audio for you guys from Family Feud, and the answer was so ridiculous that I thought it might have been the worst answer in game show history. That we don't have right now. But it was a very good setup.
You know what?
Yep.
We could act it out.
Sure,
I'm going to give you the Marconi, sir.
I would love to know that beforehand. That said, there are others that are equally bad. Tommy, you want to take it from here?
Sure. So I took that clip from the other day, which the person thought Spain moved and they put Spain in New England, yes. If you missed it yesterday. But I just combed. There is a plethora on YouTube of you just type in stupid or dumb game show answers. And you can be in YouTube for hours watching videos.
What was it that you said that you got a country music star to call you a bonehead?
Oh, Tommy would remember this.
Oh, I was there.
We were competing against each other, weren't we?
No, we weren't against each other, but we had the same teammate. It was Trace Atkins. And he called Bert a bonehead.
Yeah, I was in that, whatever that round is at the very end where you got to do crap fast, and I was just getting it wrong time and time again. And his clues were pretty good.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's a blank, you bonehead.
That was at the $25,000 pyramid, right?
Yeah. Or something like that? It was pyramid. It was when Donnie Osmond hosted it. And Bert and I were both on the show. And I actually gave a couple answers that I was watching later on PAX TV, which is like this Christian network. They had taken out two of my answers because I think when I gave the answers, the audience sucked the air out of the room because they couldn't believe what I had said. And I won't repeat what I said, but if you ever see it, you'll know.
Okay, you married a preacher.
As a sidebar here, you're going to have to watch the video of this segment here. Tommy is in here with his minion glasses on this morning.
It's Apple Vision Pro.
I can't take you seriously in these glasses.
It's amazing.
They look like ski goggles.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Right? It's life-changing. I went into Apple and I sat down and I tried these things on and I'm like, oh my God, why doesn't everybody have this? And I was like, oh yeah, the price. They're super expensive. I don't have kids to spend money on. So I get to buy these toys, and this is life changing because I started working with them. First, I was just watching movies, but now I like work with them every day. So instead of working on like a 19-inch screen or 15-inch screen, I am floor to ceiling screen. It is amazing. I can't even see Abby right now because she's behind my screen.
Oh, perfect.
But I can move it. I can look at Abby now. I can move it back, and Abby's gone.
You guys got to see this video. It's crazy. It's the overall costume today, though. The hat on backwards. It's the minion glasses with your Bucky's t-shirt. It's the overall presentation.
If you've ever seen Ready Player One, that's what it looked like.
The most disconcerting thing is how it shows us a TV screen picture of your eyes.
The eyes are ridiculous. It's crazy.
I'm pretty sure this is just the start to the movie WALL-E. Like, this is how it begins.
I mean, dude.
All right, well, let's get back.
Let's go. Okay.
All right. So these are the worst answers that I've chosen in game show history because I went through hours and hours of video. The first one, Cassie may be familiar with this show. It's a British game show called Tipping Point. And you know how some accents make people sound smarter? Not so in this case.
How many of the 8 planets in our solar system have the letter A in their name? You can play this or you can pass it to Claire. I think I'm going to play this one. I've been counting in my head. I've got a distinct number, and I think the answer is 1. Okay. I think that's Aries.
Aries.
Oh, no.
Okay. Planet.
So...
Oh, no.
The planet Aries.
He's thinking about astrology?
In his defense.
Oh, here
no,
we go.
There's no planet.
No, what do you got?
You're correct. There is no planet named Aries, but Mars is the Roman god of war, and his Greek name is Aries.
So I can see how you might mess it up.
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly what he was thinking.
You never know.
In my defense... That guy's a moron. All right, so the next one's from Jeopardy. And remember back when Ken Jennings, who now hosts Jeopardy, Alex Trebek, of course, passed away. This was when Ken Jennings was a contestant. And sometimes the most obvious answer isn't the correct one, but it's the one he gave.
This term for a long-handled gardening tool can also mean an immoral pleasure seeker. Ken.
What's a hoe?
No. Teach you that in school in Utah, huh?
That's legit the answer that came in my head also.
Yeah, that was not the answer.
What was the answer?
I don't remember.
Okay.
All right. This is from Family Feud.
So when Cass, you have any input on that one? I mean, you're talking about Venus and Aries and everything.
She's
you got an answer to that?
Right now.
What is it?
I am. I was thinking it was rake. No. And it's a man who's habituated to immoral conduct, particularly womanizing.
I think it may have been a rape.
I would have totally said ho.
I would have said ho, too.
Oh, I would have said ho, for sure.
So Family Feud over the years, which Steve Harvey is the greatest host now, but there have been many hosts, one of which was Ray Combs. And the guy that was on Family Feud with Ray Combs, I don't think this guy even realized how stupid his answer was.
Name something normally worn only by children. Michael.
Clothes.
What?
Yeah, because adults don't wear clothes.
All right, so back in the day, the newlywed game was the game. I mean, you would get so many stupid answers from this game. And there was this blonde lady. She was very beautiful. But let's just say this blonde lady did not do blondes any favors.
Well, your husband say he is basically more urban or rural, Kathy?
I don't know what they mean.
You know it. Now, you married him. What do you think?
Heck, he's urban.
He's urban.
Yeah.
How long has he been that way?
About 2 months.
2 months he's been. Do you think there's anything he can do about it?
He went to a doctor.
Oh, he did? The doctor give him anything for his urban?
He gave me something.
Oh, okay.
All right, sticking with the newlywed, I got 3 of these left. We'll blow through them. Newlywed game. These 2 women obviously do not know what a condiment is.
What your husband say is his favorite condiment?
Oh, I would say his pool table upstairs, definitely.
Annette?
I never heard that word before,
neither,
so I said karate school.
What?
Okay. All right, back to Jeopardy. She didn't know what selenophobia is, so she took an educated guess.
Selenophobia.
What is fear of Mexican music stars?
Oh, dang. Shut up.
They should have gave her points for creativity.
So out of pocket.
And this last one, also from Jeopardy. Sometimes I think there should be the ability to have 2 correct answers to a question.
If Andy yearns for Brenda and Brenda cares about Charlene, who pines for Andy, the 3 of them form one of these. Kara.
What is a threesome?
Roger.
What is a love triangle?
Yes, that's it. Kara has obviously had much more experience than I.
I would have gone with the first answer, to be honest with you.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It's been a long and treacherous path to get here. People were on their hands and knees begging.
Rihanna, we need more music from you, Rihanna. And she was like, here, damn, I'll give you a song in the new Smurfs movie. So we're getting...
That's it?
We're getting new music from Rihanna. Who knew that, like, when we finally got new music from her, it was going to be in a children's film. Yeah. Which I know she's a mom now, but dang, girl.
She's a mom. I don't begrudge anybody for doing, like, children's movies, animated films, nothing like that. I just feel... Because it's been so long.
It's been so long, Kristen.
That your first song back shouldn't be from the Smurfs movie.
No.
To be fair, that Justin Timberlake song from the Smurfs movie is kind of a banger.
Is it, I thought he did Trolls.
Or Trolls, sorry. Yeah. Yeah,
they're that all the one. Same to you. You don't have kids.
Yeah, I don't have kids. You know, the little animated one with the little animal things.
Yep. This is the same woman that did that S&M song.
Yeah, I know.
And now she's breaking out on the...
People evolve and change. Fred.
Yes, they do.
How do you go from pond to replay to pond to Smurf play? Like, it's just not what we were expecting. But you know what? Maybe it's going to be fun. Maybe it's going to be a nice, lighthearted song of the summer that we're going to overplay on the station.
Okay. But people can be both. Women can be both. You can still be like S&MU, and you can also be Smurf you.
Sure.
How do you think the kids got here?
Right?
All right. Jason Kelce is enacting a parenting debate that people are very split on because he says that his kids hate a parenting thing that he does, but his wife also hates it as well. So he was explaining that he keeps trying to get his kids to, quote, go and do stuff because he says that's how he overcame his fears. Mm-hmm. He said, you just go and do it. And you're like, oh, it isn't that bad. And he said, my kids won't do it. It doesn't work for my kids. They act like I'm being a bad dad by forcing them to do stuff they don't want to do. And I'm like, that's a part of being a dad.
Yes.
And Travis on the episode is like, I respect it. But then Jason says, Kylie doesn't. She's like, I have to deal with it. And I'm like, they'll be fine. Trust me. Ed Kelce, his father, did this to me. It'll be good. I'm just going to spin this little teapot around talking about the teapots at Disney where, you know, he's trying to be a little bit more intense than normal.
All right. So I politely disagree because if I remember correctly, I think he and his wife have all girls, correct?
Yes.
So I think there's another lesson to be learned here. You want to encourage your kids to do things, but you shouldn't force them to do things because if these girls are saying, I don't want to do this, there's power in saying no. And you shouldn't teach your girls to cave and say yes to everything. Like if they're saying, no, I don't want to do that, they shouldn't have to do it.
I politely disagree with you.
Okay.
We need mediator Mikey here.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
To say like he did today.
It's okay to say no.
Yeah, it is okay to say no. Uh-huh. And I know what aspect you're talking about also. But I do think that there is a lesson there to learn that on the other side of fear generally is nothing. Mm-hmm. So I think we're talking about two different things. And if you set the tone that your kids are never going to challenge themselves, they won't. They will take the easy route. So sometimes as a parent, you got to push them into it. But I understand what you're saying, that there is power in no in a different area as well.
For sure, especially for women, because, I love seeing these young girls being empowered and like speaking their minds, not in a disrespectful way, but just standing up for themselves because our generation was raised to be people pleasers and we just smiled. We kept quiet. We kept, you know, we just said yes. And I feel like there's a shift and I love that there's a shift and that these little girls can be confident and you don't have to be deemed bossy and that you can have an opinion and you can say no and not have to feel bad about it.
Yeah, I think we're talking about two different things because what I have seen over my life is this debilitating fear of not trying at all for fear of failure. And I think that starts young. Mm-hmm. And I think when you get older, that foundation is set when you're younger that I'm too scared to even try. So I do think that it takes a little pushing in the beginning to push through it to realize like I got to take risks and do things that I don't necessarily want to do to be a successful person.
Well, I think there's a right way to go about it. And I think it's just a generational divide where I think Ed Kelce, who is from an older generation, was just kind of like, throw some dirt on it, get out there, you're going to be fine. Whereas I think when we have more knowledge and education about how we should parent young kids, because the kids are really young, I think the oldest is like 5. Sure, you can give them an opportunity to make the choice to try something scary, but say like start small. Like if your kids are terrified of the teacups at Disney World, maybe you don't start start with going crazy fast on the teacups. Maybe you start with them just getting on the teacups, and then you work their way to becoming more brave.
Every kid is scared to swim, to get into the water, right? So if they're scared and you don't bring them into the water, they will never learn how to swim.
See, it's so funny because I do think it's the gender that is playing a part in our perspective here, because I saw something beautiful from a mom, because they her daughter was at school or on a field trip, and she was there, and they were there was like a snake handler there, and he was letting the kids pet the snake, hold the snake, or whatever. It was for educational purposes, and he asked her daughter if she wanted to hold it, and she said no. And he's like, oh, come on, be brave, you can hold it. And she's like, no, I don't want to hold it. And the mom took her aside. She goes, I just want you to know that you were brave. It's very brave to stand up for yourself, and it's very brave to say no when you don't want to do something, and don't let anybody ever tell you that you're not brave because you said no.
Did you see the second part of that video?
What?
She did hold the snake, and it bit her, and it was poisonous, and the girl died.
Jesus. For more stories, head to the Bird Show. For more feel-good stories like that one, head to the Bird Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
She doesn't really care about the Super Bowl. Mo's been trying all week to get her a little bit invested in the Super Bowl. But Kristen every year does like the guys that are playing in the Super Bowl.
And their face card has to match the body card, baby. You gotta be the full package to make it on my Hot Guys Super Bowl lineup.
So you can't have a nice body but a rough helmet.
No butter faces here.
No butter faces.
Or butt him faces. Is that the right term? Butt him faces.
Butt him faces. So I did the Lord's work. And I scoured the internet for the hottest guys who are going to be playing in the Super Bowl this weekend. And they are plentiful.
All right. Now, if you're listening on the podcast and you're not, or you're listening live right now, I'm assuming as you use these pickup lines, some of them are going to be pretty naughty.
I'm about to give the kid warning here.
Okay.
Because no child should listen to what's about to come out my mouth.
You might want to give the adult warning too. I'm scared.
This is adult content. A couple of lines didn't pass the test. Tommy said, you under no circumstance can say that on our airwaves.
Can we do it during the bonus?
So I deleted them. I don't know if I want...
Even the bonus? It's too much for the bonus?
I don't know if I want people having me... I don't know if I want people having audio of that.
Okay. All right.
I'll think about the one about the Super Bowl ring. Maybe. Okay. Maybe. All right. All right. So there are a couple... Like, so I have 7 players here that I'm going to highlight. However, there's only so much time. So Darius Slay Jr., he's a cornerback from the Chiefs. You're hot, but I didn't have time to put you in my list. And Devonta Smith, he's a wide receiver for the Eagles. Mm-hmm. You're hot, didn't have time to put you on my list. All right.
Good. He went to Alabama, I think.
Okay. And I'm congested, so it is what it is. That was almost not. From the Eagles! Are you Bourbon Street? Because I want to go down on you all night.
Oh, no.
At quarterback, Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts.
Hurt me, baby. Oh, yeah.
You have been loving on him all week.
He's so pretty.
Yeah, it hurts so good.
And he's got an all-women management team.
He's a feminist, and he's good with his money. He owns, like, a small house in Texas. He's financially savvy.
Another Alabama guy.
All the things. All the things.
You can't get rid of him.
And my friend DM'd me, and she said he's actually a good guy. He, like, protected her at a party.
Oh, no way. Really?
Yes, isn't that so sweet? I love this man. Form a harem with me, Jalen.
From the Chiefs, you must be a crawfish because I want to peel your clothes off and suck your head.
Oh my.
Wow.
Oh my. I'm clutching my pearls. Wow.
I hope Taylor doesn't have a shellfish allergy.
Cassie, you're from Louisiana. You guys love crawfish, right?
Yeah, and you do suck the head. Yes. That is very accurate.
That's where all the good juices are. Okay.
It is.
Let me take a breather.
I'm uneasy.
You should be. From the Eagles, my nickname is Dishes because I want you to get me wet to do me. I'm running back Saquon Barkley.
Outside of Patrick Mahomes, I think this Super Bowl really is kind of circulating around that dude. Yeah. How's he going to do? Uh-huh. And I'm only stalling so you can get your breath.
I appreciate that. From the Chiefs, I don't want to choke on beignets. I want to choke on you. I'm running back Isaiah Pacheco.
And it's so accurate because you do choke on beignets all the time because of the powdered sugar.
Yes.
It's always the white stuff that gets you.
I came up with that one on my own. You're welcome.
And it's in New Orleans?
Yes.
Nice. Now I get it.
Bourbon Street, beignets. Yep. I got a little bit of New Orleans. I got a little bit of football. And then the rest sucks, so I had to throw some other stuff like this one. From the Chiefs, do you have a shovel because I'm digging that ass? At White Ridge, DeAndre Hopkins! All right, two more.
Did you say from the Chiefs?
Is he an Eagle? I thought DeAndre Hopkins is a Chief or an Eagle.
He's definitely one of the two.
He's hot.
I hope.
He is a Chief.
No, he's a Chief.
Okay, thank you.
My bad.
I did my research, sir.
My bad.
I Googled DeAndre Hopkins shirtless, thank you very much, to make sure that he checked off the list. Two more. From the Eagles, do you like whales? Because we can go hoop back in my place. Tackle Jordan Mailata.
That is so dumb. It's brilliant.
Was that the finale?
No, we got one more.
I don't think you got it in you.
Oh, I do, baby. I got to give it up for McDuffie. So here we go.
Okay. This is the last one?
Last one.
Okay, good luck. Godspeed. It's a Hail Mary.
It is a Hail Mary. At Chiefs, are your legs tired? Because as long as I got a face, you'll have a place to sit.
I think that's a good place to get out.
The Burt Show.
So Katie and Rebecca had a great opportunity last weekend, and things went sideways. How, and what happened?
So have you all ever just been in a situation where you're with a friend and you see some things, and it just so happens that you witness, like, secondhand embarrassment? Like, you're cringing, but it's not something that happened to you. It's something that happened to your friend.
Uh-huh.
That's what happened to me this past weekend with Rebecca and I. So we were invited to be a part of something that I know I'm super excited about. I think it's going to be a big deal. We can't tell you guys the details just yet, but we get there and we're like, all right, this is our time. We're going to have a great time. This is going to be great. Super excited. And we're waiting in like this kind of waiting area. So there's like a couple of tables and we're just waiting to be told, you know, what we're going to do. Right. So a guy walks in and he seems friendly. He introduces himself to us and he sits down at our table. And we're like, okay, cool. This is going to be easy. We're going to start meeting new people too. So then people start to roll in, and more people, as they start to roll in, we realize that everyone seems to know one another and they're all connected. And we're just the odd people out. So the initial guy who sat down with us and introduced himself, he decides, you know what? I'm going to leave you guys, and goes to the table where he knows other people. He's like, hey, you guys got an extra spot? And he just moves over there. So Rebecca and I look at each other. We're like, okay, I guess we are not the cool kids here. This is a little awkward situation, but okay. So Rebecca goes to the restroom and a married couple walks in and they sit down at the table we are. And I'm like, oh, maybe we'll be fine. We'll make some other friends. And so I see this couple have an exchange.
And the husband, he's talking to his wife, and his wife, she's speaking back to him, but she's not speaking English. So I'm like, oh, okay, she speaks a different language. I just leave it at that. Don't think anything of it. Rebecca comes back and she's looking at me. She's like, Katie, I don't think we're going to be the cool kids here. This is kind of going to be like a weird situation. I'm like, yeah, it might be, but you know what? We're going to have fun. This is great. So as she gets up to do something, she looks at the woman from the married couple and she says, hi, I'm Rebecca. And the woman just goes, hey. It just makes this like weird, like awkward smile at her.
Like she doesn't say, like literally verbalize hello back and say her name?
No. And so when she does that, Rebecca looks, she makes this weird look like, that woman's weird. And she walks off. But meanwhile, in my head, I'm like, the woman doesn't speak English. And I know the woman doesn't speak English. And the woman has no clue what Rebecca probably just said.
Bless.
Okay, here's what happened from my point of view. I feel like Katie is underselling how lame we were because we were so excited for this opportunity. It was like the coolest thing ever. I can't wait to share it with you guys. But we show up and we're in this little group of people who are doing this big thing. And it's a group of like younger 20s, sort of really cool, like guys and like girls who obviously end up sort of like tangentially knowing each other, and they're really cool. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I have never felt older or lamer in my life. The guy gets up from the table with us to go sit with the cool kids, and I'm like, oh my God, this is middle school all over again. I am so lame. So yeah, I get up, go to the bathroom, I come back, and there's that couple sitting there, and I'm like, oh my God, an ally. They're going to talk to us. They don't think we're weird. They think we're cool. So I look at the woman and I say, hello, I'm Rebecca. And she just kind of stared at me. And I was like, oh, they must have talked to the other people already because she was not having me. I had no idea she only spoke Spanish.
When do we get to find out about what this event is?
Hopefully next week.
Yes, okay. Thursday.
Because they were very cryptic last, like Monday I came in. I'm like, hey, what'd you guys do this weekend? And they're like, can't talk about it. I had to sign an NDA. Uh-huh. And I thought you guys were joking.
Nope.
No, so serious.
Very like, serious.
Our lips are sealed.
Okay. Next week, it's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.